Now we'll put the numbers and the plurals together. Repeat each phrase after you hear it the second time. Let's count. One Klingon. What Klingon? What Klingon? Two Klingons. Chat Klingon poo. Chat Klingon poo. Three brave Klingons. Wedge Klingon poo yoch. Wedge Klingon poo yoch. Four phasers. Losh puchichme. Losh puchichme. Five phasers. Vach puchichme. Vach puchichme. Six big phasers. Jav puchichme tin. Jav puchichme tin. Seven foreheads. Shoch kuch du. Shoch kuch du. Eight beautiful foreheads. Chorch kuch du ich. George kuch du ich. Nine tribbles. Chut ich me. Chut ich me. Ten useless tribbles. Wat mach ich me lit bet? Wat mach ich me lit bet? Sometimes you'll need to use larger numbers. For multiples of 10, like 20, 30, and so on, add mach. For example, 20 is 2, cha, plus mach, cha mach. For hundreds, add vach. For example, 500 is 5, var, plus 100, vak, var vak. For thousands, add shad. 3,000 is 3, wedge, plus 1,000, shad, wedge shad. You try some. Repeat the large number after you hear it the second time. 40. Loshmach. Loshmach. 700. Shochvatl. Shochvatl. 9,000. Chutshad. Chutshad. Finally, the word for zero. Par. Par. Maj.
Now you are ready for higher mathematics. You are also ready to tell time. Klingons have adopted the way most civilized planets in the galaxy tell time. They have 24-hour days. 0 hours means midnight. 1,200 hours means noon. 1,900 hours means 7 p.m., and so on. Klingons pride themselves on punctuality, so it is important to be precise when referring to time. Though Klingons are sometimes inaccurate, they are never approximate.
The word for hour in Klingon is rep. 600 hours, or 6 o'clock in the morning, is 6, jav, plus 100, vak, plus rep. Altogether, it's javak rep. Now you repeat these time expressions after you hear each one the second time. Noon, or 1,200 hours. Chatmach watvach rep. Chatmach watvach rep. Midnight, or 0 hours. Par rep. Par rep. 7 p.m., or 1,900 hours. Wat mach hutvach rep. Wat mach hutvach rep.
Although Klingons tell time the way most of the rest of the galaxy does, the Klingon day really goes from dawn to dawn rather than from midnight to midnight. You might think this could cause some confusion. But it is really comparable to when a Terran says something like, Thursday night at 3 o'clock in the morning. Bearing that in mind, here are the words for yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Yesterday. Wahoo. Wahoo. Yesterday I was hungry. Wahoo jihong. Wahoo jihong. Today. Dachjaj. Dachjaj. Today I am thirsty. Dachjaj jioj. Dachjaj jioj. Tomorrow. Watlesh. Watlesh. Tomorrow I'll be tired. Watlesh jidoit. Watlesh jidoit.
Well done.
Majka.
Now, for a moment, you should relax.
Yelesh.
Back to work.
Yevumka.
When visiting a Klingon planet, the first thing you will want to do, once you have finished answering the guard's questions, is rent a room. No matter where you stay, the accommodations will be stark compared to what you are used to. Klingons are predisposed to rejecting anything whose sole function is physical comfort. They will, however, make some concessions for visitors. For example, your room will almost certainly be equipped with a bed, though it is likely to be made of the same material as the floor. Checking into your room is a painless procedure, as long as you have made reservations ahead of time. Simply identify yourself to the desk clerk. Here is a typical scene.
Yakim!
What is your number, Terran?
Nuk Mitlid, Terakwan.
I'm guest number 42.
Meb loshmach chatjich.
We're expecting you.
Pipich.
Your room is number 23.
Pat chatmach wedge. Och, patlidge et.
The bed is very hard.
Let kuk kong dak.
The room has no view.
Pat vok par lerlu.
Checkout time is 5 a.m.
Vagrep bimednish.
Pay now.
Dach, Yedil.
Pick up your baggage and go to your room.
Teplid, Yewoch, Edge, Patlid, Dach, Yedjach.
In the hotel, you will have to do everything yourself. Do not expect to find housekeeping or room service either. While this may be a little inconvenient, it is also inexpensive. There is never any need to tip. As accommodating as it is, you will not want to spend all of your time in your room. You might want to get out and go shopping. As you look into various stores, you will soon discover that there is very little to buy except for food and weapons. And these, for the most part, cannot be taken out of the Empire. If somehow you do find something you are permitted to buy, such as food you can eat right away, you will need to know how to ask only one question. How much?
Ar.
The answer to this question will be the number of credits needed to purchase the item. For example, one credit.
What? Yeah.
There is no haggling. There is also no browsing. A common saying among Klingon merchants is, buy or die. If a merchant says this to you, spending a few credits to buy the first thing you see is probably a good idea. Instead of shopping, try spending the day visiting interesting sites. Even though tourism has become a part of everyday life and is encouraged by the government, Klingons are still a little uneasy about visitors wandering around freely. If you want to see anything, you will have to take a tour. The next dialogue contains some phrases which will be useful when you go sightseeing.
Yakim!
I want to visit someplace.
Vol. Schutzvenich.
I want to visit the Great Hall of the High Council.
Yitchu vash a. Schutzvenich.
I want to visit the dilithium mines.
Chapuj tilchal. Schutzvenich.
These places are nearby, Terran.
Shum tak mevam. Taratnal.
Can I walk there?
Pat jit a.
No, you must ride the jitney.
Robet lupwit. Galignish.
Get in and stand there.
Yong, edge pat yakam.
I can't see well from here.
Nadevo jileg lach chup bet.
We're passing a power generator.
Hoshling wit wijush.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Ich kar up.
Now I can smell something.
Dach, weit vilarch lach.
My eyes sting.
Look out, min dukwij.
What is this place?
Dak fam nuk.
That is classified information.
Herr Detvek.
When can I return to my room?
Rorch patwij dak jecher.
A travel tip. Klingons will generally allow you to make holographic facsimiles of people, but some of the places you will come across are considered sacred or restricted and should not be replicated. A misjudgment on your part could lead to unfortunate consequences, including incarceration, which could ruin your vacation. Do not guess. Always ask. As you tour around, you may want to express reactions to what you see. So here are some useful words. Be careful, though. Your values probably do not match those of most Klingons, and this extends to tastes. You may not appreciate, for example, why Klingons find the pain endured during a fight so pleasing, or why they consider the harmonies of most Terran music so objectionable. To avoid confrontation, you might not want to express your opinions to just anybody. Now repeat each word after you hear it the second time.
Yekim. Beautiful. Ich. Ich. Ugly. Moch. Moch. Odd. Jum. Jum. Powerful. Choshraj. Choshraj. Superior. Niv. Niv. Inferior. Khiv. Khiv. Messy. Rich. Rich.
After a busy day of sightseeing, you will probably be hungry. As it turns out, one of the more unforgettable parts of a visit to a Klingon planet is sampling the local cuisine. There are many restaurants to serve you. Most Terrans find traditional Klingon food a little unusual, but after a while they seem to get used to it. And compared with what they serve in the small ethnic cafes, it is downright bland. Klingon restaurant workers, cooks, servers, everyone, are very helpful to non-Klingons. They are proud of their cuisine and really enjoy talking about it. This is one case where you will not have to worry about asking too many questions. In this next dialogue, a Terran tourist is getting ready to order Klingon food for the first time.
Yekim!
Do you understand the menu, Terran?
Khidjolev dayaj a tarakngan.
No, help me.
Robet khibok.
Do you trust me?
Chovok a.
Yes, I trust you.
Khidja kavok.
I'll bring you dinner number 3.
Shokvad uk wej vikem.
I'll bring tea also.
Dar vikemje.
Okay.
Lu.
Pay now.
Dach yedil.
Bon appetit, Terran.
Peshop terakngan.
How do I eat the food?
Chai shoj vishop.
Use your hands.
Hop drutlej yelop.
What is this?
Dutch vom Nook.
You are eating serpent worms.
Gah, das hope.
The serpent worms are moving.
Wich gah.
Eat them quickly.
Nom yesh hope.
There's food all over my face.
Cobwitch duck showed two look beds.
Then you're obviously enjoying it.
Vaj dativ ba.
Eat the Pipius claw.
Pipius patch bishop.
Is Klingon food always raw?
Rech klor a Klingon shoj.
Terrans enjoy eating burnt animals.
Katibach me mech shop e tiv trakam pu.
Klingons never destroy good food.
Not shoj kak kak Klingon pu.
Now that you have eaten, it is time for some fun. Klingons put as much energy into their recreational activities as they do into matters of warfare. And one of the most popular places to unwind is the local bar. Klingon bars are not just places for drinking. While there, you can also enjoy a show, listen to music, participate in sports, or make useful business contacts. A visit to a Klingon bar is an unforgettable experience, and you should definitely do it. But, at least the first time, do not go it alone. Regular bar patrons tend to be a little suspicious of new faces. The desk clerk where you are staying should be able to locate someone who would be willing to accompany you and introduce you as his or her guest. Or, if you can read Klingon, go to any communications terminal and consult the databanks yourself. Use the category Alien Escort or
Nov Dorwit.
In this next dialogue, the Terran visitor begins by making appropriate arrangements with a Klingon she has just met.
Will you escort me to a bar?
Touch Doc. Chodor.
Yes, come with me.
Hja. Hitledge.
Okay, let's go.
Look, ha.
Why is there rubble everywhere, Klingon?
Pak, dat de tru, Klingon.
Bars resemble warriors' homes.
Shuvit druch me, rur tach me.
Will you drink, Terran?
Bitruk, ha, terakngan.
Yes, what is there?
Kicha, nuk tru.
They serve black ale or Regulin blood wine. They won't serve Romulan ale to Terrans. Too potent.
I'll have the black ale.
The Klingon is about to propose a toast. Do not take it any more literally than you would if he were to say, "Here's mud in your eye."
May your blood scream.
You lidge, judge.
What's happening over there?
Pat da kashtachnuk.
Klingon warriors are butting heads.
Nach duk charge Klingon shuv wit pu.
Everyone enjoys a mock battle. If we're lucky, one will get angry.
What did he say?
He said, last call. Will you drink another one?
No, I feel sick.
Robert.
Then you need to drink sour tea.
Vaj darhwib da kluknish.
Sour tea cures everything.
Hot for darhwib.
A word of advice. Klingon drinks are a great deal more potent than most Terran concoctions. Sour tea is an effective remedy if anything you eat or drink does not sit right. But you may find it difficult to swallow. If you have a favorite remedy, just bring it along. We have almost reached the end of this introduction to conversational Klingon, but it would be inappropriate to conclude without giving you some words you might need in an emergency. You may have to be a little persistent to get a Klingon to come to your aid. This is not because they are ignoring you or savoring your discomfort. It is just that what Terrans consider dangerous and unpleasant, a Klingon usually finds exhilarating and enjoyable. So, if no one comes to your aid at first, shout out the phrase, "I am not a Klingon."
Klingon jichbet.
This will make your plight explicit, and a Klingon is sure to respond. Now, for the last time, as we say these phrases, repeat each one after you hear it the second time.
Ikim.
Danger.
Kolb. Kolb.
Help.
Kach. Kach.
Get help quickly.
Nom kach ikim. Nom kach ikim.
Don't touch me. Beam me up.
Chijol. Chijol.
I didn't do it.
Vitat put bet. Vitat put bet.
No problem.
Kite bet. Kite bet.
I need to find a doctor.
Khel Vishramnish. Khel Vishramnish. Finally, a phrase that, for some reason, seems to get a Klingon's attention relatively quickly. Where do you keep the chocolate? Nuktak yuchdapol. Nuktak yuchdapol.
We have now reached the end of this instructional session. Turn the tape over and start listening again from the beginning. To learn the language, it is important to practice regularly and with full concentration. It is not easy, but if you keep working at it, you will soon be adequately prepared to enter into a dialogue with any Klingon you are fortunate enough to encounter. It has been an honor to instruct you. Success.
Batch karoj moch pu. Kapla.
Conversational Klingon was adapted for audio by Mark Okrand. It was read by Michael Dorn with Mark Okrand. Additional performances by Dina Corsetti and Sam Gunsler. The recording engineers were Leszek Wojcik and Rick Dasher from Mark Rao Recording Services. The tape editor was Dave Levan. Post-production and sound design by Gary Fink. The associate producers were Linda Wolman and Jan Werner. Michael Dorn was directed by Bob Walter. Conversational Klingon was produced and directed by Susan Perrin.